We're picking up. We've got a couple different microphone situations here that we're working with. Pat, is this picking up my... Anybody in the region, can you hear me through this microphone?
Give me a... Can you hear?
We can hear you.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yep, this okay, region one, so we can hear you.
We're going to try with these tabletop microphones and get away from these for a bit. Okay, Mr. Kudula.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams, the next topic, the 2020-2021 elk shoulder seasons or alternatives. A little bit of context here. Public comment was deep on this one. We've all understood and have experienced from December and before the debate at hand. The themes or the common points that were raised by the different voices in the conversation include, a landowner producer voice that's come forward and identified the shoulder season as a valued tool, early and late. Depending on where you're at, they seem to like one more than the other. It's not common across the landscape, per some of the comments that the commission has made previously, that be careful with a one-size-fit-all approach. There's also a sporting interest that appreciates the late hunting opportunity as another option to get an elk in the freezer. There is just as certainly a contingent that points to the harvest criteria. The guidelines of the shoulder seasons that the commission adopted sees those as a commitment and is looking close to see that commitment held to. There is also a voice of what I might call public land hunters that don't seem to, they don't communicate at least a lot of interest or time spent on private land, but they make a connection with their public land hunting opportunities and shoulder season, and it's a negative connection. They seem to, many of those voices point to what they perceive to be declining elk abundance in their hunting haunts on public land. Those are just a couple of the voices out there, and again, speaking to the themes as you go through that deep public comment, there's obviously a lot of comments that speak to individual hunting districts. So just wanted to give that general context, because much of this discussion is certainly about obviously the detailed implementation of the tool, but also there is the running debate on the tool itself. Mr. Chairman, I would also point that for this point of the commission meeting on, we will be dealing with proposed changes from the December 5th adoption. So process would point to podium comment being allowed at the podium today at the point of the commission's motion, if in fact that motion picks up a change that's different from the December 5th adoption. I would also point out that I'll be relying heavily on the master list to answer questions, to point out those changes. The changes are yellow highlighted. Mr. Chairman, you referenced sensitivity to that earlier today. And then I would also point that there's another master list. The next item will be all the other elk season components, not shoulder seasons. So there's that master list, and then there is an addendum. And that addendum, I apologize for the addendum. The addendum represents a reconciliation between those two master lists, the shoulder season master list and the all other elk hunting seasons master list. And the reality is sometimes those things are not as easy as you might think to kind of pull apart. And so we found